This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. In the early 80s, Amy Rigby was part of the all-woman punk band The Shams, and following that, a country rock outfit called Last Roundup. After a long silence, she's back with a new solo album called Diary of a Mod Housewife. Rock critic Ken Tucker says it's a model of grown-up rock and roll.
She makes her bed first thing in the morning, so she don't crawl back in. She drinks a second cup of coffee, 'cause it's the only available sin. She falls asleep on the subway, she feels like Alice in the rabbit hole. She wakes up with a start, with an aching in her heart. She says, they've got my mind and body, but they can't take my soul, they're making gold.
Amy Rigby's Diary of a Mod Housewife is a true 90s artifact. The record of a woman who spent her life as a girl in rock bands, moved from Pittsburgh to bohemian lower Manhattan, married a drummer, had a kid, discovered that country music spoke to her adult concerns more than rock did, broke up with the drummer, and found emotional salvation, or at least an escape valve, in rock and roll again. As you can hear from that song, Rigby is as influenced by Buddy Holly as she was by the New York punk bands that first inspired her to pick up a guitar. She says in her liner notes, quote, I decided I was not going to get down on my hands and knees and scrub the bathroom floor unless I could get up on a stage and sing about it. It's that attitude that gives her diary its spirit.
You're talking with your eyes, you're telling me your wise to my tricks. Without opening your mouth, you're saying to get out and be quick. I'd really love to stay, but you leave me no choice. I think you'd feel much better if you made a little noise. Baby, don't look at me in that tone of voice. Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
The husband she dumped is Will Rigby, drummer for the well-respected DBs. In fact, he's tapping a cowbell in the background of that song called That Tone of Voice. Amy Rigby's own tone of voice is firm yet girlish. Since her high-pitched yowling days with the Shams, her vocals have gotten more interesting. Still high, she pitches it low and throws in a lot of gulps and growls. On a terrific song like We're Stronger Than That, she manages to make her marital wisdom sound both hard-won and free of self-pity.
When we made our vows to have and hold, we never thought about how love grows old. Well, even healthy trees run out of sap. Baby, we're stronger than that. And when I look at you, I see too much. Try to walk away when things get rough, but every time I do, I come right back. 'Cause baby, we're stronger than that. We're stronger than the fairy tale.
Don't get the idea that this album is all wistfulness and regret. There's a wonderful song about the coziness of being a couple called Beer and Kisses, and another tune in which Amy details the long-standing crush she's had on a cute guy who checks bags at her local bookstore. Ultimately, though, Diary of a Mod Housewife is a collection for any woman who's ever had her heart broken by a weasel, and for any weasel seeking enlightenment.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. This is Fresh Air.